Nolte, far-left CNN loses viewers during impeachment crusade. By John Nolte on November 7, 2019. CNN's partisan crusade to impeach President Trump appears to be costing the far-left outlet viewers, compared to October of last year. MSNBC and Fox News have remained fairly steady in the ratings, which shows Americans are just not that into this whole impeachment hoax. The media's fanatical crusade to remove President Trump from office is, of course, mostly based on ideological grounds. The corporate media are run by far-left activists who hate Trump, have still not come to terms with his 2016 victory, and were certain their Russia collusion hoax would be the end of him. But another reason the media are so closely colluding with Democrats to overturn the 2016 election, and this especially includes CNN and MSNBC, is ratings. In the wake of special counsel Robert Mueller debunking their three-year Russia collusion hoax, CNN and MSNBC are suffering through humiliating ratings and are desperate for something, anything, to boost viewership numbers. And for a bit, this ridiculous impeachment effort did work as a short-term sugar high. But now that it has become obvious Democrats don't have the goods to impeach, not only have CNN and MSNBC's ratings settled back down, in some areas, their ratings are lower than they were last year when they were not screaming about impeachment 24/7. To ensure there was no accidental cherry-picking on my part, I'm deliberately comparing last week's cable news ratings to the entire month of October 2018, just in case there was a hurricane or mass shooting during that same week last October. October 2018, total primetime viewers. Fox, 2.829 million. MSNBC, 1.575 million. Knlau, 931,000. Week of October 28, total primetime viewers. Fox, 2.672 million. MSNBC, 1.8 million. Knlau, 884,000. October 2018, total day viewers. Fox, 1.685 million. MSNBC, 909,000. Knlau, 690,000. Week of October 28, total day viewers. Fox, 1.518 million. MSNBC, 1.074 million. Knlau, 665,000. So as you can see, MSNBC's primetime and total day viewership are a little higher but negligible. Knlau's primetime viewership and total day, however, is actually lower, while Fox News pretty much stayed the same. How is this possible the same week the U.S. House of Representatives voted to formalize impeachment hearings? Well, this kind of confirms what I have suspected for a while. But since my evidence was anecdotal, I mostly kept it to myself. Over the years, I've stayed in regular touch with my own little focus group. A half dozen people who do not know they are part of my focus group but are people I qualify as swing voters. Most reluctantly voted for Trump in 2016. A couple didn't but considered it. Four of them have said they might support Joe Biden if he wins the nomination, the other two say they definitely will. None of them, not a single one, is talking about impeachment. In fact, no one, whether I know them or not, no one in any restaurant, in any checkout line, in any waiting room, in any place or anywhere, have I heard or overheard discuss impeachment. It is just not on the minds of everyday Americans. And now, we have these cable news ratings that back up the fact that the overall public is almost entirely indifferent to this. While the media bubble screams 24/7 about how historic and consequential it all is, how the walls are really fair real closing in on Trump this time, all the American people are seeing is one, a fake news rerun with your serial lying host Adam Schiff, and two, a desperate and shrill attempt by the media to turn a molehill into a mountain, a banana into a newsie, a party popper into fat man and little boy. We've seen the transcript. We've seen the transcript of the Ukraine call. Which means you can parade around all the never-Trumpers you want, even parade them around in military uniform, but we've seen the transcript. Richard Nixon was caught on tape authorizing a hush money payoff to the Watergate burglars. Bill Clinton was caught red-handed committing perjury. Those are smoking guns. All Trump did is what he is supposed to do, look out for the American taxpayer. I'm sorry, but the fact that Biden seeking to be president does not inoculate him from having his corruption investigated. Which means Trump was exactly right to ask Ukraine to look into how Biden and his son looted that country. There is just no there there, which is why people are not tuning into cable news. Americans understand this is all kabuki. Especially coming from a fake and always hysterical media that have been pimping their credibility to bring about the end of the bad orange man for 4 years. And Democrats, through their unforgivable secret hearings, and the violating of their previous promises not to pursue impeachment without bipartisan support, have turned impeachment, something that should be historic and consequential, into something meaningless, into just another weapon in the never-ending partisan food fight. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.